The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh, Jesus says. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat my flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not as the fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." Jesus said these things in the synagogue as he taught at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?" But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples were grumbling about this, said to them, "Do you take offense at this? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is of no avail. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the beginning who those were who did not believe and who it was who would betray him. And he said, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by the Father." After this, many of Jesus' disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So Jesus said to the 12, "Do you want to go away as well?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May we be guided by the power of the Holy Spirit this day and always. All right, here we are once again. We're going to look at some Old Testament stuff. I want us to just think for a minute. And how many of you guys, sorry that Dan and Helen aren't here because I know that Dan's life is pretty perfect. But for the rest of us, how many of you guys have a perfect life? Oh, how many of you have a perfect life? We got a full poll on that one. How about that? You got to be from the country and know about a full poll. All right. So nobody's life is perfect. How many of you have a life that has a little bit of tension in it? Ooh, ooh, me, Mr. Carter. Yeah. So, I don't know, many of you know, some of you are new today with us, and we're glad to have you with us this morning. Many of you know that we're in the process of moving. I don't know if you've moved before. How many of you have moved before? How many of you like moving? Oh. All right, I like these poll questions. Moving's not fun, is it? Nobody said, "I like moving." Except maybe the moving company guy, because they make a few bucks on that. But it's a tough deal. It's a tough deal, isn't it? Well, we're moving from Illinois to here. Right now, we're literally living out of boxes. Our home, just so you know, this is an update for you. Just so you know, we are living out of a storage facility. We're not living in the storage facility. Our stuff is being delivered right now and yesterday to a storage facility just west of Elon. And we're going to live in Elon, hopefully. That part's not all ironed out. We did sell our house in Illinois, so that's a good thing. And a weird thing. And if you check on Gina's Facebook, she said, this is the first time I'm not going to be living in Illinois in my whole life. That doesn't cause any tension, does it? Well, anyway, we have a life that's full of tension. We have a life that's full of tension, especially as you move. You seem to find all the tension moments, including, but not limited to, one of our trucks had a flat tire. This is funny. It's becoming funny. It doesn't seem funny at all the moments that you're in it. But each time something happens now, it's like, yep, that's pretty much how this has been. Life has tension in it, doesn't it? In your spiritual life, does it have any tension in it? All those that say, yes, there's some tension in my spiritual life, raise your hand. You don't have to. There's tension in our spiritual life, isn't there? We heard in the passage in Joshua, oops, wrong thing. We heard in the passage in Joshua that says, Joshua says this, now fear the Lord, serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away all the gods of your forefathers that they worship beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if your serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your forefathers that they served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the
Lord.
And that's just as easy as pie, isn't it? To serve the Lord. Right? It's what?
It's easy to say.
That's part of our spiritual tension, isn't it? That's part of our spiritual tension. It can be very, very difficult to serve the Lord. Why? Why is it difficult to serve the Lord?
Because we're sinful.
Because we're sinful, for sure. You summed it up in one word. But yes, we are sinful. Things come about. Why else is it hard to?
The devil's out there.
The devil is out there. And it seems like everywhere we turn, the flat tires and the no hotel vacancies and the you've got a dog, so it's an extra however much fee, things come about in life. Okay. Why else is it hard to serve the Lord?
Well, as Paul said, we know what we should do, but we don't.
Yes, yes, yes. Which goes with our sinfulness. We know what we should do, but our sinful way gets in the way. That's from Romans 7. And I'll look at that real quick here if I can find it. Oh, yes, this is, what shall we say then? It's a lost sin. Oh, I know the good that I should do. I desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do. This is what I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. We are sinful, broken people. It is not easy to follow the Lord and serve Him daily. Fears get in the way. Doubts get in the way. Even in our trip right now, we're saying, you're driving down the road and you feel a pothole of life in Indianapolis because apparently it's one of the potholes of the world. I'm telling you what somebody told me on the airplane as I flew back there to Illinois. But as you're traveling along, you're saying, I want to serve the Lord. I want to follow Him. I want to do what's right. I want to honor Him. I want to serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And you hit a pothole. whatever that pothole of life may be. I think sometimes potholes jump at you. Don't they? Well, in our spiritual faith life, it seems like that happens. And so as we're going along and that pothole hits us and jumps out and hits us, we say, is this what we're really supposed to do? Are we supposed to serve the Lord in this way and follow Him in this way? There's been conversations that we've had where, sadly, this has been part of the thought process where we have said, yeah, oh, Scott, Pastor Scott, you're down in, well, my wife doesn't call me Pastor Scott, but she calls me other things. Scott, is this what we're supposed to be doing? You're down in North Carolina, and you've been down there since January. Maybe you're supposed to be down there, and I'm supposed to be back in Illinois. That doesn't seem right, though, does it? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Not separated, but in a togetherness kind of way. What does the rest of the passage say there? I think this is very interesting. So Joshua had said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Then the people answered, far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. It was the Lord our God himself who brought us and our fathers up out of Egypt from the land of slavery. He's taken us up. He's rescued us. He's walked us through the sea. The Pharaoh and all the army was chasing after us, and he took care of us. We got out of the land of slavery. We got what is it from the sky and got to eat? What is it?
Manna.
We got what is it from the sky we got to eat? And God performed those great signs before our eyes, gave us little quails. We got to eat those, which are very good, barbecued. He protected us on our entire journey and among all the nations through which we traveled. And the Lord drove out before us all the nations, including the Amorites who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord because He is our God. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Scott, you'll serve the Lord. And we too, Gina says to me, will serve the Lord. I will serve the Lord with you. And people of Advent and guests and friends, I hope that you will be among the people of God to say, we too will serve the Lord. It doesn't have to be in this place. It can be out at the PADS location, a shelter. It can be at IFC. It can be at Abundant Joy. It can be at the, I can't think of what it's called, the Orange County Aging Departments and different places that are taking place in our community. It can be at the, what's the one we always go to?
Porch.
I had pods on my mind because we've been moving stuff. Porch. The people reaching out with comfort for Chapel Hill and Carborough.
It can be in your home serving your neighbor.
It can be in your home serving your neighbor. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We too will serve with you. And it's not going to be easy. Because the devil's going to cause fear and say, are you sure we're supposed to do this? As we hit the pothole. There's going to be lots of times where we're saying, I don't know about this. I don't know if I can do this. This is a challenging thing to follow, to serve the Lord, to honor Him, to praise Him, to worship Him. My son and my wife and I got to have a sit-down meal last night. We haven't had that the last couple of days because you're doing trucks and moving and all this stuff. And we've got the dog with us right now, so you can't really stop at a restaurant and bring your dog in. They don't like that for some reason. So, especially this dog because she's a fur ball. We go into a restaurant, we get to have a little meal and talk with each other, and my son said something to the effect that it's hard to be like Jesus. I said, yeah, it is hard to be like Jesus. And I said, that's why we need Jesus. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We too will serve with you. It's going to be hard. It was hard for Jesus even to say, I will follow you, Lord. Take this cup from me, Lord. If it's your will. But that's why we need Jesus, because he still went forward. He still followed the Father's way. He still obeyed his Heavenly Father and said, Lord, I trust in you. I trust in you. I know that there's potholes, but I trust in you. Because you've always been with me. We're together. We're on this journey, strengthened by each other, encouraged by each other. And so for us to hear such a message that Jesus would go for us, to be strong for us, to be courageous for us, to go to the cross, to die for us, to pay our sinfulness, that then says, Anona, you're forgiven. You're okay. You're a child of God. And now, as that Ephesians passage, you can live in righteousness and truth and life as a child of the light. It's not going to be easy. Your life is not going to be easy. I don't know. How do we get that in our head? Maybe it's the American way, right? It's going to be easy. I don't know. I don't know how we got that thought process. Maybe it's the Americana in us, the white picket fences and those kind of things. Not saying I have anything against American ideals. I think it's beautiful. But it's not easy, is it? It's not easy. It was not easy for Jesus to go to a cross, but he was raised for us anyway. That forgiveness came. And so we can live as people of light. We can serve the Lord and say, we too will serve you, dear Lord. So, you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready, team?
Yes.
Let's serve the Lord. Amen. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the blessing of your very word that we can say, as for me and my house, we will serve you, and it won't be easy. In fact, quite the opposite. You said there will be suffering, and there certainly was suffering for your son. And we're thankful that he suffered on our behalf, that he died for us, that he lives for us, that we have life forever through him. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for going to that cross, for going on the hard journey for us. Bless us all of our days as we think about next how we will serve the Lord in our communities, in our homes, whether it be starting with prayer or reading the Bible, or taking a bag of food to someone, helping for an elderly family member. Whatever the case may be, Lord, may we say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Bless us as we go, Lord Jesus. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. And all God's people said.
Amen. Amen.